Let's turn our attention now to the upcoming local government elections. And we got a voice note from Carolyn yesterday asking whether it's true that old age homes and nursing homes would not be visited by IEC officials on the registration weekends. And if that's the case, it's a real problem because many of these facilities are still under very strict lockdown conditions. So we've invited the IEC to join us this afternoon so we can get the answer to that question and whatever other ones you may have about the upcoming elections. I'm joined now by Provincial Electoral Officer for the Western Cape, Michael Hendrikse. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday afternoon, Michael. Let our listener know whether you will in fact be visiting old age homes and nursing homes to allow people to register for the elections.
Yes. Good afternoon, Amy. Yes. Currently, the COVID regulations specifically allow that the Electoral Commission staff can visit institutions such as older age residences, so that we can do so where people apply for registration, we will certainly visit them for that. We will obviously be in contact with the management of that particular residence to ensure that from both our side and their side that the correct protocols are in place, and we'd also then obviously ask that the concerned citizen, him or herself, has also already informed the management of that particular facility and said, look, this is I have applied, this is what is happening, and can we put something in place to ensure that the safety of not only the voter and our staff but all the other residents as well.
Okay, so people do actually need to let their facility know that they would like somebody from the IEC to come and visit them.
Yeah. Look, what would happen is the individual would apply to the IEC. And obviously, once your application is approved, let the management know, because there may be cases, very few and far between, where in fact we find that you're not eligible for whatever reason to apply for such a visit. But obviously, as soon as we let you know, then please get in touch with your management. It just facilitates everything, that we don't rock up there and management says, who are you? We don't know about this, and it just delays everything.
Okay. Michael, what are the dates of your registration drives?
For our general registration drive is on the 17th and 18th of July. That's when all our voting stations would open, or registration stations, where we ask our citizens to come forward and firstly check their registration details. Secondly, check that your address is correct and correctly captured. And if you are not registered, to please register at that particular station. With local government elections, you will vote in the voting district where you are ordinarily resident. So we ask citizens to do that. You'll recall that there was a constitutional court case that says we have to ensure that we capture also the addresses of our voters on the voters roll. So that is also important why people, even though you were previously registered, come and check that your details are in fact correct.
Are you not concerned that people will be away at that time of year? It is over the school holidays.
Yes, it is. It's a bit of a catch 22 in terms of how we set these particular dates. As you know, it's our planning date for this, and we also have to take into account the bigger issue of COVID at this particular stage, and to what extent how many people are actually traveling around. But as it is now, you can register if you happen to be somewhere and you want to apply to register, by all means register there, and we will then place you in the correct voting district where you are. Somebody like you know, some of your listeners know, sometimes we would be in a mall. Obviously, we won't do that now, but yeah, we will take your application and then, based on your address, make sure that you are placed in the voting district where you are. So we still continue to ask. The other avenue open to your listeners as well is to go online, create your profile, and then you can actually update your details online as well. So if you are previously registered and you've now changed address or want to confirm and check your address, you can go online on our click and confirm app on our website, and that's also a way in which, for those especially who will be traveling, can also still do it. They can do it now already. They don't have to wait for that registration weekend.
Okay. Michael, we've got a question from Tamara. She says, do you go to high schools and tertiary institutions to get first-time voters to register?
We work with the Department of Education. We have a youth program where we would want to go out to schools. So we work with the schools. Obviously, it has to be in conjunction with that school. So we don't just pitch up at the school. and where the you know, the principal or the SGB or the RCL of the school so requests, we can certainly visit that particular school, and all those learners who are 16 and above can register. So even if you won't be able to vote, we can still register as long as you have a ID and you are 16 or older.
Okay, well, thanks for that information. Can we just clarify one thing, please, Michael? Because we've had a call from Nicola Jowell. She's the ward councillor for the Sea Point, Fresnay, Bantry Bay, Clifton and Camps Bay areas. And she says that she phoned the IEC this week and they told her that they would not be going out to retirement villages and the like.
Look, we would not typically be doing visits on our own.
Okay.
We will be responding to applications for because obviously with COVID and also our limited resources, we don't specifically go out and say we're going to target old age homes or other institutions. But obviously where a voter has applied for us to come and register, we will certainly go to that voter.
Okay. All right. Thanks for clarifying that. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon. That is Michael Hendrikse, the Provincial Electoral Officer at the Western Cape IEC.